Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the first quarter.
The MCG looks pristine this afternoon. The Swans are in town. They're the form side of the comp. Three games, three wins, and they're tackling the home side, the Tigers. Adam Uze looking for his first win as coach of the Tigers, and the Swans, as I said, have jumped out of the block. Let's go down to the boundary line for Bob Jane T-Muts, because Bob Jane T-Muts have great buy three, get one free, plus instant cashback deals. Call or shop online today. T's and C's apply. We've got the great Alex Bryant downstairs. G'day, Alex.
G'day. Good to be here this Easter Sunday. Now, Tyler Sonsie comes into Richmond side this afternoon. This is his first senior game of the season after a three-match ban for very ugly off-the-ball hit in the VFL late last year. The Tigers sub midfielder Sam Banks. For the Swans, 19-year-old debutant Caleb Mitchell is starting on the bench. The former Murray Bushranger had an absolute blinder in the VFL last weekend. 30 disposals and a goal. Sydney sub this afternoon is Corey Warner, and we're just waiting for the toss, guys.
Fantastic, Alex. All right, tell us who's going to win and why. Jude Bolton and Chris Johnson, of course, with the Triple M SuperBus Supers this afternoon.
Like I said before, the Swans have really impressed me over the last couple of weeks. I certainly didn't have them in that sort of form, and I think today they're going to go on their ways. I watched them here live a few weeks ago against the reigning premiers, and they were a top-class competition. Their ground-level ball was outstanding. Their synergy between each other, between their backs, mids, and their forwards was really... They had a lot of connectivity there as well, so that's what they're going to be bringing today. And I think at the moment, for me, Bolts, at the moment, the Tigers are a long way off it at the moment. They haven't had a as Eve said before, they haven't started 0-4 in 14 years. I think that's going to be there's not going to be any change to that after this afternoon.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jono. I think the fact that we just still got to learn a lot about this young list, and the Tigers and Adam Uze need to understand whether they've got a list that's worthy of really competing. We saw that the Essendon edge last week against the Swans really tested them, get them on the back foot. They couldn't sustain it, so that's what they need to do. They're not hurting teams enough on turnover, Richmond.
Couple of absolute legends in the back row today, yes. Baz, of the Triple M SuperBus Super, Chris Johnson, triple premiership legend, yeah. The two-time Sydney Swan champion, Drew Bolton. We're at the MCG, and this is something to look forward to. The Tigers and the Swans, perfect first bounce. Brody Grundy and Nan Curvis going to enjoy that battle this afternoon. Papley put his head over it, was well tackled, and it will be thrown up slightly advanced forward for the Tigers. Just joined us. The sun shining here at the MCG. The Hello Turf in fantastic shape, and it's hack forward. Getting back, Braden Campbell. He's another improved Sydney Swan. Heaney and Gordon. There's just A-graders everywhere out there in the midfield for Sydney. Chance for the Tigers, handled forward. Noah Bolter with his athleticism, but he was confronted by the Lizard Blakey, affected the smother. Gordon got involved. He could have been infringed. Robbie Fox can't keep it in. It'll be bounty thrown. About 70 around from the Tigers' city end goal here at the MCG.
That's what I love about Noah Bolter. His ball was smothered, and you called his athleticism there, Darce, and he was able to get over that ball straight away and make an impact and keep the ball inside their forward half.
Triple M SuperBus Super special comments this afternoon. Jude Bolton, Chris Johnson. SuperBus Super making hard work pay off since 1984. Kick out of the pack has been marked by Sydney in the back pocket. So the Swans through good Lloyd.
On. Play on.
In fact, it's Rampy who runs out. Left foot drop punt towards Heaney on the outer side wing. Off the hands of Loston. The player behind him in front of the Shane Ward stand. Just forward of the wing outer side. Boundary throw in.
It's Shea Bolden. We know what he's capable of. He's so much talent. Worked a beautiful little 1-2, and then he stepped inside. Brilliantly done. Hands it off to his teammate Baker. And nice. Not 15, though, Bolts. Play on to call. No one saw it. I think Mansell's picked it up, turned around, and kicked the first goal. So Ryan Mansell, he was a bit stunned when they called play on, and he turns around and delivers the first of the afternoon.
Look at the Triple M Harvey Norman replay. You can see the work from Shea Bolton stepping through Sydney to the midfielders, and then just to be able to get it to Mansell. It was a lovely deft kick, and everyone stopped. The whole ground stopped, but Mansell was able to play on and snap it around. Really clever, really good start from Richmond.
And just at that stoppage too, Bolts, that you could identify where the Richmond spare was. It was Pickett sitting off the back, and you couldn't identify where the Sydney spare was. He was caught amongst the sort of defence at the moment. They're sitting with about five pairs down there in their defence at the moment, the Sydney Swans, so you really can't identify where their spare is.
Well, Bolton's turned it over with a kick straight to row bottom on the wing for Sydney. Hand pass off to Warner. Long drop punt to Amati. Used his body, protected the drop zone, then couldn't free quite kick. Get boot the balls. He got a free.
Yeah, Holden, Baz. Holden, he went to kick it and then came and tackled him straight away. It hit Marty's top of his knee there, but just panicked a little bit, the defence of Richmond.
Well, Amadi will be kicking to the famous punt road end at the MCG, and he'll only be kicking from 10 metres out directly in front. So a certain goal would think here for the Sydney Swans to kick them off this afternoon. The Tigers have got one on the board, and the Swans have answered. A goal apiece at the MCG, and we're 5 minutes into the first term on the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Really slightly off the side of the boot, he's transferred direction out to the Shane Warne stand side and showed a bit of it to a couple of Tigers, but McInerney releases Ollie Florent, goes long, direct. Logan McDonald's got a good sit from behind in front of Marty. Slapped forward by McLean, so the three young forwards involved. Patley picks it up, and then he got his legs taken out from underneath into Pat, and the umpire said, "Get stuffed, Pat." I'm not copying that.
Oh, he's not happy.
He's filthy, Patley. Yes. Bit of a win for the Tigers.
Jono spoke about Richmond's been ability to fold back and just support in numbers, but they've just got to fix their ball use up.
Another turnover, Richmond. Heaney gives it to Roberts, a kick inside forward 50. And dropping back, the mark taken by Broad.
Just watched on the Harvey Norman replay, and certainly he got legged by Baker. It was unbelievable. It wasn't a dive at all, Darce. It was a massive
sweep the legs
out.
Was.
And he's filthy about it. Still Tom Patley.
Absolutely. He's running around. He was even abusing the boundary.
Lloyd, short kick deep in defence. Braden Campbell, Chad Warner. This is still happening about 20 metres out from Sydney's goal. They're working their way through the defensive zone, and beautiful kick from Warner. They are a highly skilled team, Bolts and Swans.
Yeah, there's a turnover here.
As you see, one of the great players of the year, Matty Roberts, Shea Bolton. That's the only taker of the year. You can't write the script on that. Just the second I said they're the best kicking team in the game, and they've coughed up the goal to Shea Bolton, Matty Roberts, who's a good young player, and the Tigers go out by 6 points. Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard. Amazing how that happens.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, but not on that occasion, Dus. Just the left foot of Matt Roberts, and that feeling, Jono, of once you're turned over and you know it's just going straight back over your head. He was hunting back the goal, but Shea Bolton, so clean, so clever. That was just the goal straight off the boot.
He's the key for him. Bolts is the key for him. He's absolutely, Shea Bolton, if he can actually have a best on ground performance today, Richmond will go a long way in winning the game. We've seen him sort of so glimpses in the last 2 weeks, hasn't been able to finish off his scoring.
He's their polish, isn't he? Yep. Him and also Liam Baker, that's what they need to bring.
I love Jono's face when you said that feeling, Jono, when you turned it over. He had no idea. He's never turned one over. That's what he was saying.
And he underrates once, I think. Allegedly.
You never forget that.
6 points up the Tigers after that turnover. And they're at half-back and they're sharing it around a bit. Rioli gives it to Baker. He got a shove as he kicked it, but the Tigers maintained possession through Sonsi, who's had a bit of it, returning today for Richmond. Hand pass off Rioli, then a kick across to LaFau, who marks forward to the wing and turns and looks to fall forward. Their tails are up, links the target, he's got it. That'll be paid. He's about 8 metres out. He'll go back on a 45-degree angle. Had a couple to beat the air, and the big man did well.
Once they get past centre, Richmond, they actually look very, very dangerous. They're getting at the back of the Swans, and they're actually taking a lot of marks going away from the contest. So the Swans need to be very mindful at the moment. It must be something that they're looking to do today, is get at the back of the Swans. They've obviously watched vision, and they've actually seen when they're more vulnerable when they get back behind them.
So Lynch to give the Tigers a 12-point lead if he dobs this. 18 minutes first term. Wanders into the city end. 20 metres out. Drops it onto his boot. Pops it home. Tigers are up and about at the MCG. 3-1-19 to 1-1-7 Sydney. On the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard. 18 first term.
Punch back forward by Ollie Florent. Daniel Rioli under some really heavy pressure, but he was brilliant. He guided it back to Jaden Short. Kicks it up and under job. Camden McIntosh kept his eye on it, as he always does, and then he handed it straight over to Roberts for the Swans. Campbell, Morris Rioli. That is just brilliant. He's a specialist at that. The rundown chase tackle, outstanding.
Tigers fans right up now as the kick inboard towards Broad was cut off. Rowbottom picks up the spillage. They're away here. Jordan, little hand pass to McInerney. He'll go to half forward to McLean. He's marked 60 out. He looks up. Who's in the square? Long ball and marked by McDonald. was a one-on-one. He's only 12 metres out. And he'll go back and have a shot virtually directly in front.
Love the work rate from Logan McDonald. He was right up the ground, and that's his role. He's been able to push up, present up around the logos, but his work rate back to the goal face just to provide that option and a strong arc.
So both sides having a crack early, as you would expect. The Swans are 3-0. The Tigers looking for their first win under Adam Uzay. And McDonald does some damage at the punt road end for Sydney. Kicks their second. They get a 2-1-13, 3-1-19 Richmond. 20 and a half first term. Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Well, you just can't turn the ball over in the middle of the ground, especially in corridor. Great work there by Morris Lolley in terms of chasing the ball, but then coming in, they were out of position. Everyone was still thinking that it was going to go forward for Sydney, and then he turned the ball over, and then they had a lot of numbers at the back, and that's the one thing with Sydney. And I said it early in the piece of this first quarter, is when you turn the ball over, Sydney react. Their responsiveness is so quick to actually get back on the offensive side, and that's what they did. They had a number of options going forward, but, you know, if you turn the ball over in the middle, it's going to kill you every time.
They're away, the Tigers. Got it to Mansell. Long kick inside forward. 50 McCartan and Bolter go at it. Good one-on-one. Bolter got boot the ball, but he was put. It spills to LaFau. He's 2 metres from the line.
He's legged. He's tripped.
Trip.
He's going to kick his first goal, is he?
And he's played the free kick, as you heard from Jono. Right on the line and got legged, Jono.
And you can see the Triple M Harvey Norman replay. John Longmire is out of his seat in the box. But
oh, no.
The free kick was there because McCartan was just trying to be desperate, but LaFau was desperately trying to pick the ball up and have a quick shot on goal.
Well, how LaFau picked up the ball, he was just lower, stronger and harder than his opposition there, and he actually came up with the ball, which made the reason why he had to actually jump over his opponent to kick the goal.
25 years of age, second game in AFL footy, City end of the ground. He's on the boundary line, 20 out, goes for the banana, and he slots his first in the big league. Not a bad way to get it either. Tough kick from the boundary. The Tigers got a 4-2-26, 13-point leaders over the Swans, 2-1-13, 27 first term. Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Oh, such a great story. This is absolutely incredible. And just showing some class as well. He's been involved. He's had a couple of score assists early on in this quarter, but the strength in, as you mentioned, Jono, on Triple M Harvey Norman replay, he stood up and the free kick was always there because McCartan was just scrambling, trying to put the pressure on. But I love the way he thought through it and the banana to kick you first.
And it will be thrown up there with 51 seconds until quarter time. A 13-point lead to Richmond on the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Just trying to hold here, the Swans, the Tigers, their tails are right up. Quick kick out of the pack is going to favour Pickett, who marks in the centre for the Tigers. They'll get another chance to have another look here. Kicks to the right forward pocket, low, long drop, punt to Lynch, who flies in front and marks. And he's about 48 out, and he's only 2 or 3 metres inside the boundary members' side of the ground.
And the only reason they're in this position, the Tigers, as you called it, Das, is their defensive efforts at the moment. They're going far and beyond what they need to do, and they're winning their one-on-one contests in the air and at ground level.
So Lynch is on the boundary. He's kicked one already. And he settles as he wanders in from the members. The Tigers by 13 points before the kick. As we tick down the clock to the last 5 seconds of the first term, it won't be a goal. He's pushed this very right, and it sneaks through for one behind. Tigers by 14 points at quarter time at the MCG. They're 4-3-27, Sydney 2-1-13.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the second quarter.
Second term here at the MCG on a perfect afternoon with Richmond leading it by 14 points.
And a free kick against Tim Taranto on Isaac Heaney just for a hold there.
That sort of player Heaney, isn't it? He makes the midfielders nervous and so smooth moving. Started this season in extraordinary touch. He's going to drive the Swans inside forward 50. Logan McDonald from the side. Warner almost could have taken that mark. Now the Tigers defence working hard. Marlon Pickett runs onto it. Under pressure from Robot. We've got a push in the back, and that'll be downfield. And Tom Lynch is awake to it, and he's away. taking the advantage. Lynch sends it inside 50. Not a great kick. Put in the path. The Lizard Blakey, who kept his feet nicely, did the Lizard. But then he's taken a big, ambitious kick. And it might come unstuck. Baker picks it up. Could have given it to Ross. Goes on his own, Liam Baker. And the Tigers are on here at the MCG. Baker kicks the goal. And they are out to a 20-point lead. Early stages, second term, that is all on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
You can love the aggressive nature of the Lizard when he gets the ball here, but this kick is complete error. Like, it's just a 1-on-4. It's a speculative kick inboard, and the Tigers were all over on the Triple M RV Norman replay. They hunted after it, and once you get in the class of the hands of Liam Baker, you know it's in good hands. He finishes off really well with a left-foot snap.
What you love about this game is that the Swans come into this afternoon in as good a form as you could be, but they have run into a steely, hard Richmond team who are really taking up the challenge. They've got a 20-point lead. Early stage of second term still. Back to Florence, 60 metres out. Swans have got a lot of numbers with their hands in the air, but not a lot of move. And that kick was across the body to Blakey, who's about 60 metres out, directly in front. And he pounds a long, but what about that for a kick? Wow. That is just ridiculous. Like a beautiful free iron, wasn't it? He hit it superbly, and that is an important goal against the flow of play for Sydney. Luke Blakey kicks his first of the afternoon. 3-1-19 Sydney, 5-3-33 the Tigers. That is on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
It was the first time that I feel within the game is that Sydney have got a couple of things on their terms. They look like the Sydney that we've seen the last couple of weeks. They haven't panicked. They sort of composed themselves a little bit. They knew what was going on. They went around the arc. And look, when you've got Blakey outside 50 like that and he can actually run around and actually launch the ball, he's going to try and kick them every day of the week.
Clearing kick from half back. The first game, Caleb Mitchell showing some good signs, picked up by Amati. Rowbottom, such a great selfless team player for the Swans, connects here with Robbie Fox.
We've also seen the Tigers folding back, and it's a really crowded forward line that Fox is going to try and navigate the kick into.
Lovely kick.
Beautifully placed, wasn't it?
Beautiful.
For Amati, impossible to defend that one, and Joel Amati is going to go back and shoot from about 48 metres out, Jono.
We've seen this kick so often now where the kicker identifies where the space is and just puts it in there and actually forces the forward to come in that space. That was the perfect kick there. Amati was well out of that spot and just placed it there, and Amati just came straight in, took a nice mark.
Part of this new look forward line, Joel Amati, no Buddy Franklin, no Sam Reed. They got some talent and some skill, and brilliant finish from Joel Amati. He's got a couple. And the Sydney Swans hit back with back-to-back goals and drag this margin to within 8 points, 5-3-33. The Tigers, 4-1-25 Sydney. 8.5 remaining in the first half.
Lloyd comes out to the broadcast side to Warner. He's got a couple of beat, but he does well, juggles the mark. He looks to the corridor for the Swans straight away, trying to open it up. Hand pass will come out to Campbell. Campbell over the top to McInerney. He breaks the tackle. He's 60 from home. Campbell kept running. Hand pass into his path. Hand pass off to McDonald. Hooks around from 35. Brilliant work from Sydney. End to end. Maintained possession. And awarded with a wonderful goal. The Swans go to 5-2-32. 5 points in arrears of the Tigers. 5-7-37. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
We're just looking at the Triple M Harvey Norman replay. It was the mark from Chad Warner on the exit from defensive 50. That's what opened up the game. He looked inboard. He found James Jordan. And then the overlap run that we've known for the Swans from the start of this year is just that ability to outnumber, ability to run and link up. But when he gets also in the hands of Logan McDonald, you can see why the Western Australian clubs will be lining up with to throw a big contract at this young man, because he's got some class.
Jaden Short, fullback kick in, and he fouled him well. He's decided maybe all ambitiously to take a bounce after one step. Didn't quite come back to him, but we've been impressed with what he's delivered. Tyler Sonson's shown a bit too. That was a bit of class. Rioli and Rampy do battle. Ross with a spinning move. Hamble goes back to Morris. Step. He just showed some brilliance and then unfortunately fell over Morris. It's back in his own. Get it back to Morris. Give it to him again. For God's sake. Mansell hoiks it around the corner. And that was a little bit late. Baker, and they have not enjoyed that. They've
piled into Liam Baker here inside forward 50. Todd Lynch is sorting it out. Swans free kick deep in defence. How exciting is Morris, Jono?
It's exciting when he does that, but not when he trips over his own feet, Dave.
He stepped everyone.
then he said he's shallow and he thought he had to do another step.
Swans off half back. They're running here. Kick out to the outer side wing to McDonald. Hand pass off to Fox. Here they go with a long ball inside forward. 50 to Campbell. Jumpers it. Not paid. Touch play on again. Goes to ground. And a bit of confusion, but there'll be a ball up.
You've got to give credit where credit's due. Sydney Swans have got themselves back in this contest by actually just backing themselves and playing through the corridor, and some of their key prime movers have actually got themselves back in this game.
Milliken just coming from the ground after that contact.
Heaney, don't argue, and then goal and a decent celebration. Isaac Heaney pumps the fist. And the Swans have now kicked the last four goals of the game. They're back in front by 2 points. It's on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. Kick inside 50. Robbie Fox jumped over Nan Curvis. Not something you're used to seeing from him, and he's pretty happy with himself. He's got the chest pumped out on the back of that bolt. Big hanger.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a versatile player. He's been deployed forward under John Longmire this season. You know, he's a quality defender when he's at his best. He played on the likes of Jeremy Cameron, but he's that disruptor forward.
Big mark. Big goal. Robbie Fox might be the finest moment in his 90-game career. On the halftime siren, and that was five goals in a row for Sydney, and they take an 8-point lead into halftime.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the third quarter.
Ah, yes, halftime at the MCG, the Triple MCG, if you don't mind. 7-5-47, the Swans, 5-9-37, the Tigers. Big second quarter from the Swans. They have it by 8 points. Bob Jane T-Marts, Alex.
Yes, Sydney has just activated its sub. Dane Rampey has come out. The club saying he has hamstring tightness. Corey Warner going in. Richmond sub unactivated. It's Sam Bakes.
Second half, not far from getting underway. Did we just miss that? So Dane Rampey's been subbed out.
Yep. Hamstring tightness.
Hamstring tightness, okay. That's one of their key players, as we know. He's been a superstar for many years, Dane Rampey. Swans with an 8-point lead, waiting to get this second half underway at the MCG. Tigers had some really great moments in the first half. Can they sustain it? Come again. It'll be Nan Curvis and Brodie Grundy. Grundy steps across the line. Big Nank just tries to volleyball spike it forward. Thompson Dowes impressed Bolts and Jono in the back row in the first half. They're fighting hard for it. Nan Curvis back in there again. Marlon Pickett tries to feed a handball to Ross. They surge it forward through the hands of Bolton. It's about 35 out from the Tigers' goal. And Braden Campbell with some speed and agility. Probably the unheralded member of the midfield for the Sydney Swans, but he's moving beautifully. Gets it back again, Braden Campbell. Good looking kick. Isaac Heaney, he's impossible in that situation. He had Jaden Short just where he wanted him, and he gave away a free kick. We like big calls, Baz, time to time. If he plays midfield all year, Isaac Heaney, he's the best player in the comp in my mind. He's that good. He's been a permanent forward. They've played him all summer in the midfield, and he's just showing the competition that he is one of the very, very best, Isaac Heaney. He's got a couple of goals now. The Swans have kicked the last six goals of the game, and they've got it out to a game-high lead. What is it? 8-5-53 to 5-9-39?
The game-high lead was actually Richmond's 20 points to the margin they led by early stage of second quarter, but this is Sydney's biggest lead of the game, 14 points.
Taranto back to Short, tracking this MCG members' side. Noah Bolter. Nearly the mark. Sonsi's been good.
Great work.
Beautiful hands. Releases Mansell going back to the goal square. Lynch in great position. He's just such a great player, isn't he, Tom Lynch? Got a good opponent to McCartan, but he was just too good.
He just protects that space so well, doesn't he, Dars? When he's got the sit there, he knows defenders are coming out to him. He just knows how to manoeuvre his body into the right position to sort of give the defender no chance or no look at the ball to spoil.
1 metre out, directly in front for his second goal. Tom Lynch can't possibly miss that one, and he drives it home for his second. Richmond get goal number six. They're 6-9-45. The Swans 8-6-54. That's all happening on the Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
Started in the back half. Jaden Short's long, prodigious kick down the wing. And that's what drove it to a really good one-on-one contest. Nankervis was able to bring it to ground. And that just the ability then from Sonsi just to rove off the pack on the Triple M Harvey Norman replay. And they just had numbers from there. It was terrific work. It was Bolter actually brought it to ground. A fantastic work. Long drive in from Mansell.
And the Swans are looking for the corridor.
Ollie Florent links up again. Went with the look-away handball out in the path of Gordon. Seth Campbell did well, and he's drawn a free kick. Davis tackle goes against Errol Goulden. He shows a bit, Seth Campbell, fourth game.
He's quick, super quick. And that's what tested Errol Goulden. He just followed in after the tackle with on the Triple M Harvey Norman replay.
Played for the Tassie Devils and the Allies in the under-18 competition. Showing some nice signs. Lynch, his hands are on in front of McCartan. He's clunked. Another contested mark. It's about a 52 or 3 metre kick. It'll take his very best, but his very best is pretty good.
And there's nothing special about that forward entry either. Again, Darce, it was just a kick from centre wing straight to the big key forward leading out. And everyone else made a path for Lynch to come into. And he just put his dukes up there and took the mark. Nothing special about it, but it's just predictable football.
Looking for goal number three now, Lynch. And back-to-back goals to start the second half. Such a beautiful kick. What a player he is. They're a four-goal better team every time he plays, Tom Lynch. He's got three. And the Tigers have thrown another little challenge back to the Swans. They're within 3 points, 7-9-51. Sydney are 8-6-54. That is all on the Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
Oh, Blakey. He looked, he was coming out of the broadcast side, changed his mind, switched a low drop punt 40 metres. It landed right on Dow's chest, who was 60 out, and goes for the short pass to Liam Baker, who marks 40 out.
And Tom Lynch is just telling Nick Blakey about it because he was staring up to the heavens going, what have I just done? It was just a terrible clanger on the Harvey Norman replay.
He was yapping off to him, wasn't he?
Oh, he's just gone. you could try and bite off a bit more than that.
Jeez. So Baker, if he kicks the goal, Richmond have hit the front here.
Bam.
Long 50-metre drop punt, and he's done it. Baker gets his second, and the Tigers have reclaimed the lead. They're 8-10-58. Sydney 8-6-54. Game on at the G. 10 minutes third term. Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
The last two shots on goal. Morris Rioli was on the back of pressure. Then that one on the exit. Terrible kick from Nick Blakey. And then they just got the quick re-entry to Liam Baker. Just unbelievable front half pressure. And that's what's putting this Swans team under pressure at the moment and giving them opportunities. Richmond up and about.
There'll be a ball up right in the middle of the MCG. So they flood in. The ruckman, Nankervis, up against Big McLean. Slapped straight down, though, to Baker. And a real high kick that's just across the centre. Mansell wrestles with Lloyd. Allows Morris Rioli in. Hand pass to Rando. Wide kick to LaFau. And he marks 45 out on a 45-degree angle. And LaFau, who kicked his first goal in his second game of his career in the first quarter, has another chance.
The pressure and contest work has been fantastic. Just love seeing Taranto eyes up, just being able to deliver that right in. Now LaFau gets an opportunity for his second.
So before the kick, the Tigers by 4 points, with Sydney by 8 points at halftime after a 5-1 second term. Sydney's way. The Tigers, they've reawoken. LaFau drop punt is good. Very, very good. Half post high. And the Tigers are out to a 10-point lead at the G. 9-10-64. Plays 8-6-54. Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard. Beacon Trade has the backs of tradies. Now more than ever, Beacon Trade, let's make light work.
What a super way to go and kick your second goal, third term after you've kicked your first in the early stages of that first quarter. But it was the Paddy that the leading there, the patterns of the lead, where we had five inside forward 50 leads coming from Richmond forwards, and they all led to different spaces, Bolts. They all didn't lead to the one spot. LaFau led out to the fat side, and Taranto's kick just had to be out in front of him so he could run onto it. But just the composure for a kid that hasn't been brought up with AFL to go back on the MCG and kick it from outside 50. It was sensational.
Close to the boundary line. Pickett keeps it in, did well. Hand pass off. Rioli over the top to Morris. Rioli got space on the wing. Looks inboard, finds Bolter. Bolter 70 from home. Looks inside forward 50 and has found the target in Mansell, who's marked 42 out directly in front of goal. Oh, he's played on. Goes short again.
And wandering inside forward 50 was Taranto. And only gained the 15, barely that. And he's marked about 35 out directly in front.
I'm going to focus on Maurice Rioli here. We've seen in the first term, he'd done that rundown tackle. He turned the ball inside the corridor, turned it over. Swans went and kicked the goal. We've seen him twice now. He hasn't been scared of it, Bolts. He's gone back there again twice. And that's why Richmond are getting looks on the scoreboard.
Wow, what a kick this is. 8 points up, Richmond. The Swans have reawoken, but the Tigers are going with them. For a 14-point lead, Taranto slotted it. Taranto kicks the goal. And the Tiger Army are up at the MCG. 19 minutes now, third term. 10-10-70 plays, 8-8-56. Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
Minute 11 seconds until three-quarter time back here at the MCG. The Tigers have been brilliant. No Dustin Martin, no Dylan Grimes. And they have kicked five unanswered goals to enjoy this handy 15-point lead. Can they find another one before three-quarter time? Thompson Dow's been impressive. Gets it to Marlon Pickett, 60 metres out. Lynch is down there. Noah Bolter. Clock ticking now to 45 seconds. Got a lead from Lynch. Decides to ignore that.
Oh,
pumps a big, high, long bomb. The foul down there. And Blakey fists it through for another minor score. 10-13-73 to 8-9-57. 32 seconds until three-quarter time. Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
These exits from Sydney have just all been pressured. You can see that they realise there's only 30 seconds left in the play. They're going down, long down the line.
Roberts it is in the back pocket. Goes long to Amati on the wing. Punch behind all players. And Jordan can run on him. Look at the tackle from Pickett. Marlon Pickett ran him down. And an open forward 50 does not present because of that tackle. And Pickett, right in front of the Shane Warne stand, claims the free kick and pumps the Tigers back in. Siren goes. Huge quarter for Richmond. 10-13-73, they lead it. They lead by 16 points. Sydney 8-9-57.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the fourth quarter.
We're underway in the final term, and it's the brilliance of the Tigers on display again. Shea Bolton, they had his kick smothered, and that could be costly. It ricochets back. Amati's got a chance. Turns his man inside out. Amati cruises to the pocket. Handball's over the top, and it'll be a goal to Logan McDonald. That's massive. McDonald's got three. It was an inside 50. Punt right in Richmond's way. And the smother, I'm not sure who it was.
Chad Warner, they've all gone to him in the middle of the ground because Shea Bolton ducked. He weaved on Triple M Harvey Norman replay and he was about to drive it forward. And the diving smother from Chad Warner turned the Richmond Tigers around. And then they were able to go into one-on-ones. And Marty just made smart decisions and got the handball over the top. Joe the Goose for the goal.
Swans go sideways to Lloyd. Still a 10-point lead to the Tigers. Early stage final term. James Jordan's found some space. Commentary side wing. Beautiful kick to Heaney. Isaac Heaney has got the ability to win games off his own boot. He decides to play on into the pocket. Getting down there, Fox. Boston was really good. Haywood spins it back. Kick from Pat Lee, loved it off the boot. And look at him wind up. Look at him go, Pat. He's taken off. Six windmills. And then run through the corridor. One of the great celebrators. And that shows you what this means to Sydney. They are up and about. They kick the first two. They drag it back to within 4 points, 73 to 69 on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Got a question, Boobox. Does he run faster in celebrations or when he's going to get the football?
I think celebrations. Look at the they couldn't catch him.
That's adrenaline.
And he was just off, but that's the situation. It was a contest. He was front and centre and just the ability to finish there. He's an excitement machine, the little plumber.
A kick up here to Lynch on the wing and he marks.
He got numbers fat side as well.
Oh, there's players. Bolton's running inside. Lynch tries to find a bit of meterage and run around the player on the mark. Kicks to Mansell, who led wide to half forward. Goes back to the pocket. And hard running from Bolton finds himself deep left forward pocket.
and he's marked this only about 25 metres out, 2 metres inside the boundary.
So quick with the transition there. They had numbers working, the hard running from Shea Bolton. He was on that fat side, but just the decision-making in transition was excellent. Gives them an opportunity to run around here.
The Tigers by 3 points before the kick. He bends it back. He's got it. Tigers are out to a 9-point lead at the G. 10, 11, 13, 79. 10, 10, 70 the Swans. 11 final term.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, but I think that might have been Lynch's first possession of this quarter because his ability to come up, he's been caught deep quite a bit. Their ability to actually kick the ball to a leading forward off half-back has been pretty ordinary this quarter for the Tigers. What they did there, they just got the numbers out. They just pushed all up, and the Sydney Swan defenders pushed up. He just led straight at the ball, a little hit up target, and then his ability to make the right decision going inside forward 50 was all class.
Adam Uzay searching for his first ever win as an AFL senior coach. He's got to hold on for 2 minutes and 55 seconds. An 11-point lead they've got. Nick Blakey senses that they have to go long and strong and straight. It's with Ollie Florent through the corridor, and that is a good ball. It's going to work out okay. It's the first gamer, Caleb Mitchell. Going to have a flying shot. It's going to land in the direction of Amati. Got rid of his opponent. Gordon will run in and kick a goal. Gordon's got one of them back. 2 minutes remaining. 6-point lead to the Tigers. That is all happening on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Composure by the Swans there, just to come down the broadcast side here. They just look inboard at various times. But Gildon, he ran from centre wing almost from the other side of the Shane Warne's there and actually got down there and kicked that goal. He probably hasn't had the day that you would have think that was been to his sort of level. But, geez, getting down all that way and working towards the goal front there to be there to kick the goal to get the Swans within 6 points.
2 minutes exactly left of game time on the clock. Richmond lead it by 6 points. Florence got it in the centre for Sydney. Had past the Heaney. Goes to the leader in the forward pocket in Haywood. Dropped it. Papley's in there, 40 from home. Hand pass off to Corey.
Free kick against Warner. Papley.
Too high.
Against Papley. Free kick to Vlostone. And he's got it at half-back, and he's taking his time in front of the members.
He's been absolutely huge, Nick Vlostone, today. He's stopped every entry as it comes in.
Can't play a better game than Nick Vlostone's played today. You'd give him 6 votes if you could.
Yep.
And he kicks it to the boundary line, and they edge some important seconds off the clock, Jono, down on minute 28.
Repeat stoppages here is important for Richmond. Just lock it up, squeeze it up everywhere, go man on man all over the ground.
Shea Bolton, brilliant to Taranto. He hugs the boundary line. Oh. It's going to be an interesting call, this one. Oh, wow! Insufficient attempt. And here come the Swans.
So Roberts inboard to Florent. What are the Swannies got? Can they mount something here? Goes back to McCartan in the centre. Got to be pinpoint. Finds Corey Warner in the centre. The sub. He kicks out wide forward of the wing to Fox. One-on-one contest. Richmond versus Sydney. Fox dives on top of the footy. 70 out from goal, close to the boundary line. The umpire calls for a ball up. A ball up. 6 points up the Tigers. 27 final term, and Das, there's 52 seconds left on the clock.
Papley's pushed up around the footy here.
It's 80 out from the Swans goal. They're 6 points down. As Baz said, 52 seconds and counting, and an important 6 seconds comes off. Back to 46 seconds. Can the Tigers hang on?
Both thrown in the air. Slapped down again to ground level. Players from both sides fight. Short was in there. Back of the pack. Rowbottom will claim it. Little hand pass off Warner. Long drop punting towards. Goal! Off hands. It's a rush point. It's a rush point. Sydney have got a point, and they trail by 5 of those. And we've got 30 seconds left on the clock.
Have a look at Adam Uzay's face. He is just as stressed as you can imagine. Oh. 30 seconds, and now they go short. Clever kick.
Really
the clock ticks
kick.
Down to 25 seconds and counting, Bolts.
He's got an option wide the other side, but he's going to go long down the line.
That's what Miller does. Pumps it long. Shane Warne stand wing. The Tigers slap it forward. Hacked back the other way by Florent. 12 seconds and counting. Picked up by Banks.
Tigers going to win.
Puts it in front of Shea Bolton. He looks around. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Maurice Rioli's going to get on the end of it. The Tigers will win their first game of the year. The siren sounds. Adam Uze. He's got a smile from ear to ear. He wins his first game in the big time. And it's Richmond by 5 points. Ribbon game at the MCG.
Of the round every Monday, and get everything else from Triple M Footy by downloading the Listener app. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.